Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I discovered something this week. Let me tell you about it. I had one of those unpleasant memories from the past. You know, the kind that really take the edge off your happiness and your sense of well-being. I remembered that as a young nun, I was visiting a family one afternoon after school. The little six-year-old girl had done something wrong during the day. I think she'd told a lie and had been in trouble from the teacher. Somehow her mother had found out about it and berated the child, smacked the child, and when I turned up at the house on totally unrelated business, the poor little girl was dragged out into the living room and berated again in front of me. I can still see her fair hair damp with perspiration. Her face was swollen with crying and tears rolled down that face that couldn't look up from the carpet. I found myself in a horrible position. I was young and didn't know what to do about the mother, but my heart was breaking for this little girl. I remember that I said next to nothing, not really knowing what to say. How I wish I'd been teaching at that school, would have gone the next day and found that little girl and tried to make things right, but our paths never crossed again. I don't know why I thought of it the other day, but I did, and a new light hit me. I pass it on to you in case it just might prove as helpful to you as it did to me. I realised that if I went back to that memory, and this time took Jesus, I could rectify that situation. God is beyond time. There is no time with him. He's not bound by past or present or future. Time is all one to him. So I went back with Jesus and watched as he hugged that little girl. He picked her up in his arms and let her cry all over his shoulder. I could feel the strength that he gave her. I could see her lifted beyond her mother's overzealous parenting, and I knew that Jesus had literally wiped away any residue of shame and diminishment from that little one's life. I even understood that Jesus had stayed with her. He'd done for her what I had not, and had left her far more intact than I ever could. Isn't it wonderful? I felt that not only I, but that little girl, who would be a mother in her own right by now, were both set free. Perhaps this week you will remember something too. Let Jesus deal with it.